ויצא יעקב מבאר שבע וילך חרון. חז"ל בעצם שטרים ויצא יעקב מבאר שבע וילך חרון. What is ויצא וילך? Not only that. The last parsha we said, וישלח יצחק את יעקב וילך פדן אהרון, he already went. What is ויצא יעקב מבאר שבע וילך חרון? So from that Chazal on the Dayek, that it doesn't say ויילך חרון, that יציא צדיק או יסורוש. ויוצורך לכתוב אלו ויילך יעקב חרון, אז איזו טרש. What is ויצא יעקב? יציא צדיק או יסורוש. What is the חידש? A lot of times the צדיק leaves, שימחת הראש. Why the pasuk is coming to say Yaakov? Avram left a lot of times. Yitzchok left a lot of times. So what pshat in the Forshim say? Every time when they left, was no one left. So for sure it was a roish klol shah. Here Yitzchok stayed. The matzav stayed to teach us. Every yochid veyochid makes a roishim in the world. I saw another pshat in the Forshim. Sometimes the tzaddik leaves. You know. The ganze mishlachas, the ganze chassidim. So for sure it makes roish. Yaakov ran away. He was about to kill him. He said, "Never take a matzah." But even so, the hashpoah of the tzaddik is so stark. You see a tzaddik oisa roish. The Besalevi brings down and says that Yaakov had two dinim, a briskevot. Yaakov had two dinim to run away. One din, his mother told him, run away, Esav wants to kill you. From his point, he would run to space. But be not to be here. His father told him, go to Choron to find the Shidduch. So it was Vayetze Yaakov Vayelach. Zog the Chidor, it's Meduyek and the Psukim before. וישלח יצחק את יעקב וילך פדן אהרון. Right? Then it says וישמע יעקב אל אביו ואל אמוי וילך פדן אהרון. Because he also went because his mother told him to run away. I mean, the mother didn't tell him to do the shidduch. You know why? The Velt says that she sent to her family. Yaakov would feel maybe she's biased. The darkest. If we're allowed to say, the father would say, "Ich will eich et vadir von dort." Yeah, she said, "Go back, go to my cousin." Who said maybe I have to take him somewhere else? See, she told him just run away. She told Yitzchak, "Tell him we need a shidduch from there." So be'etzem he went for two dinim. Vayetze Yaakov. This is Vayishmael Ovi Ve'alima. So she never Zog the Besalevi, now the Musul, the Besalevi Allah was the Pshat, the Oin. Says, so Yaakov really went for two reasons. We call it Sinas Homon and Ahavas Mordechai. Two reasons. Says, a person has to know when he goes to Yeshiva, there's two reasons. It's Zinas Homon and it's Avas Mordechai. It's to be away from the world. And it's what you get in Yeshiva. So this week they had a Yachikari, I don't know if you realize, it's under the floor, the bottom floors. But they had a Yachikari, a lot of people came from America, they learned Yevamos. I don't know how many Chab. Guy told me, one thing Yechab, that a wife is a Tzor. This one came out to him. Yeah, it also was a laugh for him. Yeah. But everyone was mamish like overtaken. And the reason is two reasons. First taka they learned. But they were misnasik from the gashmas. They ate in yeshiva, they were around yeshiva. Kamosh. She put it very nice. But on the Gashmis, something by Salevi, a person has to know in life, is Vayetze and is Vayelach. And it's very important. A person sometimes thinks, might have come in anyway, I'm not learning so much. How much I will learn Friday morning to come up to Yeshiva. You're right. He stays in his matzah. Because you leave. It doesn't make a difference what you do here. Then there's another Zach. But this is the Seder Advar. This is the title. The title said today when you leave the Welt to go to Yeshiva is to leave the Welt and to be in the Yeshiva. It's two different things. Chido says another Zach. Where it says, he said when he left, he was really planning to listen to his father. It says, and what happened was, in the way Eliphaz, Chazal tell us, Eliphaz chased him and took away all of his money. So, as I time to tell, we'll see there's a different shot in Chazal, but time to tell the Chido that Yaakov was planning to get married right away. Yiso Yisha v'achakach ilma Torah. Moses says, this is only someone that has money. Someone that doesn't have money. So in the beginning that he had all the money, he was planning to go straight. And Eliphaz took all his money. So he went to Chol. He went to learn Torah. He said, he showed his king up. So the Mele, he had to stop. Vayivga b'mokri mahu, vayolen shom, chule, ein zekin beis elokim v'ze shara shomayim. So first I hear the pshat, vayivga b'mokri mahu. What is vayivga b'mokri? Vayishka b'mokri mahu. Mokri mahu means loshen nista. He didn't know where he is, he didn't know what it is. When he woke up, ain ze, ze keli v'anveyu, he realized. So it was a shtarki astor. Chazal say, v'yivga v'amokim ahu, ain b'giya lelo shen tfile. V'yivga, Rabbi say, nu pirshu lo shen tfile. V'lomadnu sheki, tiken tfile sarvus. So it's a lot of Chazal, I want a little bit to touch. What is the pshat? Yaakov is mitaken tfilas alvis. Vayivga b'mokri mahu. Chazal tells us Yaakov Avinu was in a very bad matzah. His brother wants to kill him. His mother told him before nothing will happen. From the father at least. But she tells him run away, it's dangerous. Yeah? So the mother that has the nevuah and protect him to take the brachas telling Yaakov, we have to run away. It means if you don't run away, she's not telling him stay, the miracle will happen. You have to run away. He runs away, Eliphaz takes all of his money. The sun goes down in the middle of the day. In the middle of the day, he thought the world is coming to the end. The sky is going to fall. This is it. The sun shut down. So Semra says he was in such a lower madrega, he didn't shmek. Normally you shmek, Kedusha, right? You can smell. You come to Makom Kodesh, you can smell. Come to a better place, you smell. Then you get used to it. Remember the first time I came to Miami, I was shaking when I went off the plane. Second time really was nothing. The body gets used to it, yeah? A person shmeks Kedusha. Yaakov Avinu didn't shmek. He was such a lower madrega. As is what this chasemes. Choyshech. We know Lailo, the Gemara says in Pesachim, is doyme oilo mazeh, doyme le Lailo. Imoisa Moshiach is doyme le oil. Yaakov was in his lower position. Yaakov tiken tfilas arvis. In that lower matzev, Yaakov held himself and put himself together, and he was mitakin at tefillah. Yaakov is the golus. Vayakveini zepa amayim. This is Yaakov. Yaakov symbolized the golus. Vayakov v'bonav yoldu mitzrayim. When we come to the golus, it's ubnei Yisrael yoitzim b'yad Roma. Aber v'yakov v'bonav yoldu mitzrayim. And Yaakov Avinu is in his lower position. And he's metaken tfilas arvis. And he gets the dream, and he gets the nevuah that he's the mamshich. When a person is in a lower matzav, I'll miyad say this phono, v'hine sulo mutzav arzo, v'roisho imagia ha-shamayim. Zog the smono, v'lamed lecho. Mishu mushpo lemato basoif roisho imagia ha-shamayim. And Yaakov took himself in this lower position, in the heart of matzah. He put himself together and he said, I have to. I will make it. And he did. And this is the Yaakov tikkun tefillas arvis. And this is what we have to learn to ourselves. Chazal tell us, Vayivga b'mokim ahu, Zogun Chazal, that Yaakov in the beginning did not plan to daven there. He passed there. Loshon of Chazal is, Rashi brings it down, Tzigmol and Chulin, Vim Toymak Shova Yaakov al Beis HaMikdosh, Madu alo Yikvo Isho, Iyu lo Yaiv Daitei, Lispal Revosu Nashemayim Yaakviu, Ozalat choron, זאת רש. כימותו לחורון, אומר, אפשר שעברתי על מוגש בו על הוויסה ולא הספללתי. יבדייתי למעדר וחוזר עד בסקייל וקופצו לידר. So Yaakov Rashi brings down Rashi later in Pasuk Yitzayin Rashi brings down Be'archova here Omar Abelazor של Rabbi Yossi Ramon Rabbi Seim, שקדוש ברוך הוא צייר בו לדברים שבו בסמידוש לקרוס על ביסל וזהיב ויתם עכשיו יעקב בסמידוש מדוע לא יקבו שום איו לא יאיב דייתם ומשפל להבויס ומשמיים יעקבו עוזר עד חורון כדאום עבר גדנו של מקום מוכח וילי חורונו וייצא יעקב רשי לנפשט in the first person וייצא יעקב באר שבע ויהי לחורונו he got here He wanted to go back. Vayivga b'mokim. This is the way Rashi learns. You could have learned Vayitze Yaakov Be'er-Sheva. Vayelech. He headed Koron. Arei Parshas told us also Vayishma Vayelech. He's walking. Rashi is Vayitze Yaakov Be'er-Sheva. Vayelech Korono. Arriving. And go backwards. Zogdim Eforshim and Rabbi Yisai. It's a vote that if you take it, it changes. Yaakov Avinu went till Chol. He said, "Avarti b'mokim shispalu avoisa velo ispalati." Two messages we have. He passed in Aramurio. No one stopped him to give him all of the brachas. Gold was waiting. Nothing stopped him. He thought to himself, "Avarti b'mokim shispalu avoisa velo ispalati." Halacha, you have to. It's an Indian. Yoiv daite lemeheda. And then he got all of the Shefa. Who knows how many times Hashem is waiting there? Hashem needs of Olav to give you everything. Aber iu lo yoiv daite. Who knows this Friday how much was waiting to give you? Just come to learn. David. Who knows what is waiting for you? We didn't stop him. And he went back. And not that, you have to understand that going back was a danger place. You see, later he put things on for the animals. It was dangerous. Chasam Sefer says, since it's Andosh, but this we can't understand Zog the Chasam Sefer. Then why he didn't take it down the first time? Okay, Chazal said, but Chasam Sefer. Rebbe Chasam Sofer, he was running away from Eliphaz. He felt that he was stabbed to daven, it's not from the heart. He just needs protection. He got to Chon, oh, it's dangerous. I need to daven to Hashem. He went back. So, you know, one of the Rebbe's, when he would give tzedakah, he would give one coin, and after a second, he would give the second coin. So the first coin I gave him, he said, I cannot give tzedakah. Now I want to give because Hashem told me to give. So he would give a second coin. Person sometimes with that gain down. Yeah. No reason. Just stand and down. So Yaakov Avinu said the first time Esav dangerous running in Mishkan Chochma. For sure I would cry. If someone is sick, he goes to the Kaiser, cried. Shalom Aleichem. You finish? I go back. So the first time when it was Pachad Moves, Eliphaz and away for Shtuchim time, yeah? For sure to down. Now, as a shayle, if Yaakov managed to do everything in one day, and the Gemara is mashma that he came kofzol yaderech as a machlekes Rashi and Tesis in Chulin, if he had kfitzos yaderech in the way there or only in the way back. So, if in the way there, this is what I mean from Rufo and Kieto. If in the way back makes sense, if in the way there, lechur is loy avanti and mokum shis pa'alu avoisa, he never passed it. So, Pashas, he walked in the first. On the way back, he had a Kitzes Adar. So he wanted to say, it's Machlekes Rashi and Tesis, is totally how Kitzes Adar goes. You hear and then you dare, or you fly through. This is Purim Baal Shem. You fly over, or you hear and then you dare. If you hear and then you dare, so the first time is not, you can't say about him, Mokhavi Spalva Avoisai. He never passed it. If the Pshat is that you pass everything quick, so you could say, "Avati mokum shispalu avoisa velo ispalati." Mikol mokum Chazal say, "Vayivga b'mokum ahu, vayikach me'av me'amokum, vayosem mirashoyis." First is interesting. The Shari Tshuva. What is "vayikach me'av me'amokum, vayosem mirashoyis"? Rashi says. Asor kemin marze. Hitchilu avoni merivo izu imzu. Zoi meres olay aniach tzadik es roishoy. Zoi meres olay aniach. Miyad asor HaKadosh Baruch Hu even achas. Vezohu shenemar vayikach es ha-even asher som mirashoy so. They were fighting. So there's a famous Yerushalmi vitz. They say one of the choshev tamid chachom in Yerushalayim didn't have money, was very poor, he had very shvach at shiurs. And one of the Gdolim came to visit him. So he gave him to sit in the chair, but the chairs were so shvach, and that Adam Gadol fell through the chair. So this Yerushalmi Yid felt terrible. So he told Adam Gadol, I'll tell you what happened. My chairs are very shvach, there's a lot of holes. When the tzaddik came, all the holes were fighting. Olay aniach tzaddik roishay. So Hashem made a nest, came one big hole, and immediately he managed to go through. So like this was Menachem, Adam Gadol, that he fell through. But Mikol Mokoyim is interesting to Shari Tshuva as a aloche in Mogen Avram. If a person is in tefillin, you know, Moshe tefillin shel yad. So we have a kesher near the bais where we tie the yud. Right? Then we have the ritzua, then we put it on the fingers. A lot of times the ma'abarte becomes very loose, very, and you can't use it. So you have a poshta eitzu, so you undo it and put it. It's feeling the opposite. The bottom will be on the top. And the Mogen Avraham is mesupik if you're allowed to do it or not. Why? You moirid mikdusha chamura lekdusha kala. The Moshe, right? In Talis we have our Torah. You know, we put like silk on the top, right? We don't do more from that. Why we don't do more from that? Why is no Indian to do more from that? Because why we have that at all? Not to look nice, to look chashuv. Because in halacha we want the part of the front never to be in the back. Because ma'alim b'kodesh ve'ein merivim. Pasnish to the chelik that was in the head, tomorrow to be in the bottom. So we make a simul. Some people on the chavev mitzvahs, they put lines of silver, yeah? for that little chumra not to change the head. You see how much the medagdik with mitzvahs? So the mele, the shari tshuva simon membeis, that he heard a raya that you don't have to be makbid on it. It's a kasha from talis. He has a raya. The avonim were fighting. What helped that Hashem put them together? But if the tzaddik puts the head on one, the other ones feel very shvach. The Talmud says, if the tzaddik is on one, he's on everything together. So what is the difference with the talis? What is the difference? So he wanted to be matir to change the ritzur. Abid the kesher is in the thing, it's enough. So he says that his skener told him that it's not a raya. Maybe Hashem didn't connect the root. He said it's a mice and nisi. He marbled them together. Like they got all grounded. When the nest happens, it doesn't mean become one big stone. You know? The nest doesn't have to attach. You know how the nest works? You know how the nest works? It's not attaching. It's not like one line. Everything became everything. Every stone had a little part in every place. How fits the bell works. So the male is up there from this mechanic boy gonna ride. But you have to know it's interesting, it's a big shaila. Olay Aniyach Tzadik. Chazal say that how much avonim he took, it's brought down that he took 12 avonim, can make it shift to Yisrael. And this is be'etzem, for the nevuah of Yaakov Avinu to be chal, you need achdus. You need the avonim to become one. So that was the way, when the avonim became one, then Yaakov falls asleep and the nevuah comes. Now Chazal say, Vayolen Shom, he went to sleep. Vayivga, Vayolen Shom, Zogun Chazal, what is Vayolen Shom? Vayivga, Mokim Vayolen. So Chazal Vayolen Shom, Kozman Shoher Bebei Shem, he never went to sleep. Avol Kozman Shoher, all the years that he was learning in Bebei Shem, he didn't go to sleep. The Shaila is Mumanev Shach. If he didn't go to sleep till now, so why went to sleep now? Okay, it became dark. So once I heard a vote from Bitzak Borodyansky, Rabin Tzir Borodyansky, he said, Pshat, Be'etzem was a kibudav. Chazal tell us it was a Tvi and Yankev kibudav. But the years that he was in base shame are not counted. We know Yosef will be found after 22 years. Chazal said the mice is more years. The years that he was Nechma, Bebei, Shem, Ve'Eber are not counted. Why? Because he was learning. So he said, what kind of learning cancels out kibudav only if you learn yom and v'layim? Normally it's hanik by minak derech eretz. But the mefoshim sit morphing. The years that he went to Beis Shem Ve'Eber, Chazal tell us that these are the years that he built Klal Yisrael. Even that he was Yaakov Avinu, he needed these years to build. I heard once a givaldi kipshat, Yaakov has 14 years he's learning. It's not even a word mentioned in Chazal. It's a pen. We figure it out. Rashi says, we're missing 14 years. What's the pshat? It's the most Yiddish, 14 years yeshiva. You know, this is the matzah, right? 14 years. Rashi says, machlas basishmol. But Rashi finds out, figures out the cheshvan. Oh, he was there 14 years learning. So I heard once a givaldik pshat. The way that he hid in Bismed was that no one knew where he is. He was so hidden that even the pasuk doesn't say where he is. A person has to know, today is the so in the old days was Pashat Azay. Everyone went to yeshiva, never came back home. Today, you don't have to come back home, but every 5 minutes, it shakes. Your pocket shakes. Not speaking in Chas v'Shalom v'Kibachim, I will have what? Yeah? Speaking in normal Bnei Teira that have a regular phone. Not about Yonim that don't listen to the Rabbanim. Yeah? A regular Yeshiva Bachim. Business people is different, but a Bachim that has such a phone is a Avariah. But he has a regular phone, but it buzzes. Why you bring it to the Mishpazarish? What would it be if someone will need you? And what happened the moment they went to Lita and they needed you? They managed. Yaakov was not founded for 14 years. Today is Bochum that you can't find. They hide it for 14 seconds is the most, till the buzz. You can't grow like this. So these 14 years of the growth of Yaakov are. But the second thing, and how you grow, you don't go to bed for 14 years. You don't go to bed for 14 years. If a person doesn't do that, there's no chance. There's no chance that nothing will come out of it. And this is Yaakov Avinu. And then Yaakov gets the nevuah, V'yozarcho ke'afar ha'oretz, U'foratzto yomo v'keidmo tzofoino v'negbo, V'nivruchu b'chol kol mishpacho yiso ha'domo. For Shem say, Spolna brings down, what is V'yozarcho ke'afar ha'oretz U'foratzto? אחר שיזרחו כאפר האורץ וזהו שתיו בתכליס השפלוס אז תפרויץ באורץ אשר אתה שכב עליה כי אומנם צ'ו עשה קהילה עשיד אותי אחר רויב שפלוס ישראל. This is the reason a lot of people felt after the Holocaust. ואיסו כאפר האורץ and then will be a מצב ופורצתו יומו וקיין מצפוינו ונגבו. And we see that it happened. There's nothing left of Klal Yisrael. Yechidim, broken subrochim. Well, look what happened to Klal Yisrael. No one understands it. It doesn't make sense. The Velt has another pshat. Avraham, Hashem gave a brocha. Keikoich ve'ashamay. What is ke'afar ha'oretz? See, stars are very big. Sand is very little. It's crumbs. But what makes the sand strong that it stops the water? So much together makes it a koyach. The koyach of Klal Yisrael is that the misachet to be one, not yechidim in different places. They will become one. Then, v'nirnechim choshmaticho b'chol asher teilech. ויקץ יעקב משנוסרי ויאמר אוכין יש השם במויקים הזה ואנוכי לא יודעתי ואירו ויאמר מנוירו המוקים הזה אין זה כי אם בייס אלוקים רשי במסדם ואנוכי לא יודעתי שאם יודעתי לא יושנתי במוקים קודש כזה זה משום די כזך יעקב וזריך את היסגלוס אלוקים דה היסדה ממשיך אל השם הוא תקיר את זה אילו יודעתי לא יושנתי I would never be over a Yisru. Zog de Balaturim, Vayikatz Yaakov Mishnosoi. Kribei mi Mishnosoi. Mitoich sho yohege batoire bayoim gam balaylo lo yishochav liboi milahagis bechaloimoi. He was dreaming and learning. This is Zog de Balaturim. Alaturim is Nishkin Remozim al Derech Avrash. It's the Bala Tur that we pass in all the halachas like him. And he brings down the Medrash Rabbe. Vayikatz Yaakov Mishnosoi, Mi Mishnosoi. Mi Mishnosoi. From his learning. Yaakov, when he was sleeping, he was thinking and learning. It's Givaldic. Why it's written down here? It's brought down in the Sforim. The reason it's written down here, Yaakov was only Zoichet to the Hizgalus Elohim when he slept, because his learning was only also when he was sleeping. He was Lektach in learning. Say over a nice Maisif in the Ger Rebbe. Zamri this, that when the Bnei Menachem came to visit Rabbi Eliashiv in a Shiva visit in the Nichum Avelim, he said, and it's brought down that HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked Shlomi HaMelech what you choose in your dream. Chochmo or Ashirus. He said Chochmo, so Hashem gave him also Ashirus. So he said that Imre Emes asked the Kasha, Shlomi was sleeping. It was a Nevuah asleep. And he was asked if he wants Chochmo and Ashirus. And he said Chochmo, and if in the dream he would say Ashirus, then it says, if Bidiyuk. When you're awake, for sure you'll say Chochma. When you sleep, you say what you really think about. What you dream about. I always say what you dream about, right? So when you dream about what you dream about. Yeah? Keep sure that. So there is the test. So they say when Ibn Menachem was a kid, he learned with his father, the Imre Emes. So his father asked him, why when Yaakov saw the ladder, he didn't climb up to go to the Shemayim also? He's sleeping and he sees a ladder and the Malachim go up. Climb up also to go to the Shemayim. So he told his father, it's only a dream how he could climb on the ladder. So he thought, yeah, but if a person thinks in his yom, so he told him, in the Chalom he says, "Vehine Hashem nitzav olam." Why he has to climb up? Hashem is down here. So maybe he didn't have to climb up. But the Yesod is be'etzem that, this is what the Baal Turim explains, but Yaakov Avinu was zeicha in the dream, in such a tiefen matzav, in such a place to come to that kind of matzav, was only because Yaakov Avinu was taken mimishnosa, he was holding in that place. And Yaakov Avinu gets up and he says, the Mefosh Madrech HaPshat says, Vanoichi lo yodati, that people would not say that the reason Yaakov had that dream was because he thought about it during the day. Maybe he thought about it during the day, so he had that dream. It says, Ech Nishgevus, Smokim Shchineh. But Yaakov gets over, he don't need a lemur, but he saw Raglo, but he lich arts of Nekedem, but he may bear Basode, and he sees the Malochim, and the Beheir, and he may hear of Kuboi Matzoim, and he may leo Rako, he's Rochel, he's a Yifas Toyer, he's a Yifas Mare, and he have Yaakov, he's Rochel, he gives him Lavon, work another 7, Vayitin Lavan L'Rochel Es Bitoy, Vayishma Hashem Kisnu Ani, and Leah starts to have kids, and Rochel doesn't have kids. And she's jealous, as a story from the Dudoyim. And the Shaila is, L'chure, it looks unfair. No, come, we'll ask the Shaila. We're not grown up to ask the Shaila. It looks unfair. Rochel gives over the simonim to her sister, and Leah is the one that has the kids, and Rochel is struggling. And don't think Rochel doesn't have it hard. We don't understand, but she tells Yaakov, "Imein meisa anoichi." Yaakov said, "What I could do? It's not fair." We're a generation that we ask these questions. It's not fair. Chazal tell us, Vayiskoir Elohim es Rochel, Vayishma Elohim Elohim, Vayiftach es Rachmo, Lamed Posuk Chobbeis, Zohar lo Shemosro Asimonim Lechoisim, Veshoisim Metzeiro Sheloitale Begorolo Sheloisim. Sodom Chazal, Rochel was born, she could not have kids physically. She was a Akora, she did not have the place where to have a kid. If she would not be Mevatel the Simonim to her sister, she would get married. After 10 years, too bad, we will realize she can't have kids. And he would have to divorce her and marry Leah. She was mevater. Because she was mevater, bizchus that she was mevater, Hashem gave her. In this world, a lot of times we mevater and we think we lose. Remember the klal, you never lose from doing the right thing. Remember, you never lose from doing the right thing. Never. It could look like that. What Rachel taught all of her life. Look what I did to myself. Such a mistake. Bought my sister in. Sometimes a guy brings in someone. That's it. When people ask the says one thing, they bring a brother into work. And then they you know, all the life, the sorry of the day that they brought him into work, yeah? Or they bring a friend in. And I'm not saying, when someone asks advice, you say, don't do business with family. Could be. Oh, but sometimes a person does something good and he feels he lost. You know, he says something good on his friend and the guy gets a shidduch and another guy and he feels like, you know, I'm the only one left behind. Look, I didn't have to spoil what I had to. You know, I didn't have to buy much help, yeah? Help this guy to get a charusa, I helped him here. Vayiskor Elokim, Chazal say, why she bichlal got kids? Because she was mevater. This is the pasuk. Vayiskor Elokim leRachel, she got kids because. Chazal tell us, Leah has 6 kids. And she's starting to have the 7th one. V'achar yoldo bas v'tikro shmo dino z'chazal shedono din be'atzmo. Im zochor l'tia rochel achoisi ki achas ha'shvosos. She knows 12, 6 I have. The shvosos have 2, it's 2 left. If I will have a boy, she's left with 1. She daven and it turned to become a girl. So her name was Dino, shedono din be'atzmo. The right name would be Vitro. The Cheshbon, this can godless to make the Cheshbon. What do you tell me? Vitro is not a common name? I'm thinking before Dino was not a common name. They took Din to make Dino. Vitro, boy, Vitro. I think if you, all of us will call some Vitros, it will become a much more geschmacky name. Vitro, Dino. It's better for Bayala, all these names, yeah? What is the answer? The answer, listen, this is a big yesod in life. Is nish ken chokhmet mevater. I will tell you guys, the Motzei Shabbos is a chassid and mamish of Meis Mitzvah, no one is there. Everyone will come? Yes. So I will tell you, listen, this guy, he's mamish, the fuk lo chavusa, he's mamish in a bad matzah. He's depressed. Everyone will go to learn with him. Right? Tell you someone is very sick. Everyone is happy to help. But a lot of times we don't think about our friend that he's sitting there and he's jealous. All the deer are schmoozing and he don't schmooze to him. He feels out of the picture. He feels hurt. Everyone is going away for a Shabbos. Baruch Hashem, he's not going, but he doesn't understand that. He feels bad. All these things. You could kill a guy. If someone will come and tell you, listen, this guy is nebach, you have a brother, he doesn't have what to eat, help him. Avada. He's managing, you know, you don't see it. If you would think the other guy is not managing, you would be there to help him. You would be there to help him. The godness is not to help the other person. The godness is to realize it. Dino! 6, 2, 2, my sister less, Atkan. Why she has to think 6, 12? Maybe someone will die. I don't know. Everyone has his job and I'm working to bring Shvatim. And it was very important. But she said, 1 second, less from Shvachas already is too bad. 6, 2, 2, 2. So the godless is Dino, Shedono Din Beatzmo. The godless is not Vitro. Vitro is easy. If you know someone is nebach, everyone is helping you. In our life, we don't realize. We don't want to realize. We stab, we eat people, we insult people. There's the famous story that, you know, it was a rabbi, he saw his talmidim not helping in his house enough. He called them together and he said that, you know, he's up salmoned in shtot. Mamish, terrible matzah, it's 11 kids. There's no one to learn with the kids. There's no one to take them to the school. And there's no one to food. And he asked all of his choshev talmidim if they could help one baltanir to learn with the kids for a couple hours. One said, you know, he will help shopping once a week. When they finish, he says, I'm asking now everyone to go home and to do it with his own kids. Yeah, the nebach, the wife, who will take care of the kids? The wife, yeah, wife has the same question. And I'm not saying now to be home. Chas v'shalom. Yaakov have been 14 years to hide in his medrash, yeah? But the realizing, someone will tell you, you know, as the father and the son is not talking to the father, maybe you could be shalom. You'll be the first one to help, yeah? When is the last time you called to speak to your parents, yeah? V'chinalo. Maybe you could call and not speak nice. Same thing, yeah? A person has to realize. Dino! Those are the godless. Nishken Vito! So the name Ledoiris is temple. Dino. Chesh Benois. Guy said a Chabura. You didn't come, you were busy. But he prepared. Terrible. If someone will put it to you, you will think about it. Think, if I would prepare and no one would show up, what would be exactly? It's all about the shadow, what you think about. If you think about the other person, if you feel to the other person, it's easy. It's not hard. No one here is a Russian. No one is a bad guy. But you don't think. You just don't think. The Maile is Dino Shedona Din Be'atzmo.